Hello and welcome to the Halifax Courier's Talking Politics show with me, John Cronshaw. Poverty, especially in-work poverty, has become a big issue over the last few years. And Maria Eagle, Labour's Shadow Secretary for Food, Environment and Rural Affairs, visited the Ebenezer Centre Food Bank to discuss the issues with volunteers and users. She was shown around by Holly Lynch, Labour's parliamentary candidate for Halifax.
You've just seen the great work that they're doing at the Ebenezer Centre here in Halifax. I'm just wondering what your thoughts are of the place and, you know, some of the stories that you've heard.
Well, the stories are quite inspiring, aren't they? I mean, people who've been really at the end of their tether in a terrible situation, from being in prison to being homeless and sleeping on the streets, who now have a life in front of them, friends and people that they can rely on, homes, and making something out of their lives. So that's inspiring. We couldn't happen without the food bank that there is here. And I came initially to have a look at the food bank. We know that over the last 5 years, a number of people in the country relying on food banks has gone up from 41,000 to almost a million. And we expect when the new figures are out later this week, it to be more than a million. So I've been going around the country trying to find out why there's been such a big increase in food bank use.
And what have you concluded?
Well, what we've discovered is that about 60% of people who go to Trussell Trust food banks, which isn't this one, it's not a Trussell Trust food bank, go there because of delay in benefit payments or benefit sanctions, that wages are very low quite often. So a fifth of the people who go to food banks nationally are in work, but they don't get paid enough to be able to afford their food when something goes wrong, or they're on a 0 hours contract that doesn't, and they don't get any work. And then huge costs, the cost of living crisis. If you're having to pay the bedroom tax, suddenly you might not be able to afford to buy your weekly shop to keep your family fed. So issues like that. So we've got a 5-point plan to get cut food bank use, which is to get wages up, abolish exploitative 0 hours contracts, get the national minimum wage up. We're going to get a grip on these benefit issues from lack of benefit administration fast enough to targets for sanctioning. Got to get rid of the bedroom tax, day one of a Labour government, because it punishes disabled people. A lot of people on bedroom tax having to pay that are disabled people, two-thirds of them. And we've got to join up food policy across Whitehall, because in the current government, nobody's taking responsibility for this. They won't even add up the collect the statistics, the current government. So they have no idea, out of sight, out of mind. They're not really doing anything to tackle this very serious issue. And we're the sixth richest country in the world. We shouldn't be having a million people having to rely on food aid in this rich country.
Now, I understand that another part of your, your potential portfolio will be rural affairs. And one of the things we've got issues in Calder Valley is flooding. I think you were in Hebden Bridge earlier.
I was in Hebden Bridge, yeah.
Talking to people about that. And I'm just wondering, you know, what can be done? Because it seems that there's a big disparity between what's going on in the south, what's going on up here in terms of flood defences.
Well, one of the issues up here, of course, is the way in which the uplands are being managed. We're getting a lot of extra water running off because the uplands aren't being managed perhaps as well as they should be. We're committed to having a new national adaptation programme. One of the ways of stopping flooding up in Hebden Bridge is to stop so much water running off the hills. And so the best way of doing that is better land management up there. So stop the degradation of our upland peat, for example. But we also have to, where it's appropriate, do better with our flood defences. So we're going to establish a National Infrastructure Commission that will focus on investment over a 30-year period in flood defences. And that may be part of the answer up in Hebden Bridge as well.
And just going back to the food bank issue, and I suppose this is a question for yourself as well, Holly, is it seems like every day you see another picture of a minister, a politician, at a food bank, regardless of which party they're from. I mean, is there a thing that you're kind of making political capital from this, or is this, you know, is this a photo opportunity for you, basically, or is this a genuine issue?
I think for me, I came and I organised donations of food at Labour Party meetings. When I came and dropped those donations off at this food bank, and I saw families and children who were going hungry. And actually, that was one of the most motivating factors for me to stand to be an MP, because the food banks locally need our support. They need donations so that they can see and plan their future and the support that they can offer on a monthly basis. They also need food, but they need help to alleviate the pressures on them locally. But they need somebody who's going to go and fight for them nationally. Maria's told us about some of the pressures that people are under with benefits, with sanctions, with those delays. And we need to go and address those issues at a national level. But as an MP for Halifax, I'll do whatever I can to support the food bank here and stop people, and children in particular, from going hungry.